Today from the Ohio Newsroom, volunteer firefighters' sacrifice.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Volunteer firefighter departments are shrinking and aging, even as emergency call volumes rise. All week, we're looking into how this setup works and doesn't for Ohio communities. Many towns are still relying on unpaid and overstretched Ohioans to carry the load. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
In the back of the ambulance, Peg Dugan could feel her husband Doug's pulse fading. Doug served as the fire chief of Tiltonsville Volunteer Fire Department in Southeast Ohio. He suffered a pulmonary embolism while gearing up to respond to a boat fire. Peg had fought fires alongside him for more than a decade. Now she was trying to save him, calling out vitals to her 9-year-old grandson, who was with her when the emergency call came in.
I'm telling my grandson, I'm like, you know, listen, we're the only ones here to help Pap out. So I said, we got to help him.
But amid the wailing sirens, she sensed their life together was ending.
And I look back over and I'm like, oh, he's leaving us. He's leaving us.
Doug Dugan died on June 16th, 2021, after nearly half a century of service. More than half of firefighters in Ohio who have died on duty since 1990 were volunteers like Doug, who sacrificed their life with no expectation of a paycheck. John Finley, a fire chief of an all-volunteer department in Southeast Ohio, says volunteerism itself is at risk.
It's dying on the vine. If there's not something done, it won't last.
Fewer and fewer Ohioans are willing to take on these jobs. The number of active volunteer firefighter certifications in the state has decreased nearly 15% since 2020. And as jobs disappear from rural areas, there's fewer people available during the workday to answer calls, leaving small towns short-staffed.
And the response times are getting longer and longer for a lot of fire departments. Since they don't have the firefighters from right there close in their community, they're having to get people farther and farther away, which takes longer for them to get to the firehouse.
Even in areas that aren't seeing population decline, there's steep competition for recruits. Daniel Napke wanted to continue his family's tradition of volunteer firefighting in Southwest Ohio, but he found that career fire departments needed recruits too.
Why would I do something for free that other people are getting paid to do?
As a career firefighter at Miami Township Fire Department, he's not worried about unexpectedly being called away from family dinners or about what an injury might mean for his full-time employment.
The fire service can't be my whole life.
As Napke's generation moves towards paid work, volunteer firefighters like Finley are hanging on longer. The average age in Ohio is 54 years old. Finley is still volunteering at 66, but he says if no one comes up behind his generation, communities could be left uncovered.
You know, you've been in a boating accident, you're stuck in a river, I mean, any number of things. What happens if you call 911 and nobody comes?
It's a question that keeps volunteer firefighters working far past retirement age and showing up through the most difficult moments. Even after losing her husband, Peg Dugan went back to answering calls.
I only took a week off. Are you ready to go back when you lose your husband after a week? Absolutely not. But, you know, God created me pretty tough, so I always try to just muddle on through.
It's that kind of resolve that Ohio's volunteer fire departments depend on, and it's becoming harder to find. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Tiltonsville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Tomorrow, we'll hear about the solutions that fire departments are exploring to survive.